This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. Bob Garfield is away this week. I'm Brooke Gladstone. How the president does suffer with the mainstream media. Donald Agonistes.
That's such a racist question.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either, so. Sit down. I didn't call you. I didn't call you.
That's enough. I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. I'm Ms.
President. That's enough.
Ms. President, I want to be.
Like that famous first century Roman emperor, vexed at the rabble for applauding the opposition, you can imagine him crying, "Would that the Roman people had but a single neck."
Mr. Trump responded with this warning on Twitter. If the Democrats think they are going to waste taxpayer money investigating us at the House level, then we will likewise be forced to consider investigating them for all of the leaks of classified information and much else at the Senate level. Two can play that game. Shots fired this morning.
Gaius Caesar Augustus Germanicus also loved partaking in spectacles, reveling in his witticisms.
How about Senator Feinstein? That's another beauty. Did you leak the documents? What? No, I didn't. She goes, no. He just said, no, we didn't leak.
And savoring his casual humiliations.
I know where she went. It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it.
She said, I never expect to hear that from you again. She said he's a pussy. That's her.
He took the job. And then he said, I'm going to recuse myself. I said, what kind of a man is this?
You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
Whereupon his press secretary, Sarah Sanders, released a tape that heightens a brief effort by CNN's grandstanding reporter Jim Acosta to block an intern trying to take his mic, yanks his press credentials, and tweets that the White House of a president caught bragging about grabbing women's privates and whose campaign manager had left bruises on a Breitbart reporter during a campaign event would not tolerate Acosta laying hands on a young intern. That was roughly Sanders' tweet, but, you know, I'm paraphrasing. I'm also being distracted. We had another shooting this week, a big one.
13 people are dead, including a sheriff's deputy and the gunman. Up to 12 others are injured.
My son was in Las Vegas with a lot of his friends, and he came home. He didn't come home last night, and I don't want prayers. I don't want thoughts. I want gun control, and I hope to God nobody else sends me any more prayers. I want gun control.
Who has the bandwidth for that anguish? Roughly two-thirds of Americans want stricter gun laws, but they won't get them. And the headlines fade one into another, displaced by more politics. This week, the president finally lopped off the head of a displeasing courtier he'd been eviscerating slowly, but not literally, as the aforementioned emperor was likely to do. It's part of the long game of numbing the nation to the once unacceptable. And he put in his interim attorney general, Matthew G. Whitaker, who's now kind of in charge of the Mueller investigation, which he has openly condemned.
I could see a scenario where Jeff Sessions is replaced with a recess appointment, and that attorney general doesn't fire Bob Mueller, but he just reduces his budget so low that his investigation grinds to almost a halt.
The president, before jetting off to Paris Friday, said he didn't know Whitaker.
Well, Matt Whitaker, I don't know Matt Whitaker. Matt Whitaker.
He knew him a month ago.
But I can tell you, Matt Whitaker's a great guy. I mean, I know Matt Whitaker.
But does this matter? Should this matter? So much matters more than the casual lie. And yet, political catastrophe, fast-moving or slow, always begins with a lie. History that repeats itself turns to farce, but a farce that repeats itself ends up making a history. That's the observation of French sociologist Jean Baudrillard, who invented the concept of hyperreality, an idea that describes when what's real and what's not are so seamlessly intertwined that they become essentially the same stuff, neither real nor unreal. Stop it!
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.